Whoa! Ooh, yeah! What is it good for? Absolutely nothing! Say it again now! Whoa! Hello? Oh, hello, Jamie! I'm late again, hello. Yeah, I was just singing in the toilet again. What's the amount of holding wearing today? Whoa, you lucky bastard! Can I come on your show? Can I come on the... yeah, you're all booked up on it. Alright, okay. Alright, okay. See you later, Jamie Feakston. Bye bye. That was Jamie Feakston. Hello, and welcome to the Trevor Feelgood podcast for Westwood One UK. Now, some people think that Jamie Feakston will be in the finale. Well, I don't even know yet. I don't even know that far ahead. Don't know how you know he's going to be in the finale. He might not be. We don't do running jokes anymore. We don't do things like talking about Maid Marian and Merry Men. Can't play it anymore. Can't play it because Tony Robinson put his foot down, his little baldric foot down, and said, "You cannot play it anymore, glasses man." This week's guest is Matthew Berry from Things. He's been in Things. He's been in Garth Marenghi's Dark Place. He was in that. It's like a drama, and it's meant to be deliberately shit. Not, and then people start putting in the comments on iTunes, "Yeah, this is what this show is like," because I see your comments, and I want them to be deleted, but iTunes keeps saying, "No, you can't delete comments on iTunes," and I say, "Delete the comments, because they're being horrible. They're saying it's not a very good show. This is an excellent show." The Mighty Boosh. Apparently it's about your hair being a Mighty Boosh. Not downstairs hair. No. Yeah, you don't want to get into that, do you? It's got Noel Fielding in it. He does Bake Off now with Matt Lucas. They get cakes and they say, "Oh, look at the cake." Not a nice cake, isn't it? And it's been going on for loads of series. And then a big man with a goatee comes along and shakes your hand and goes, "You've baked it well. You've done a good cake," he says, and then he goes off and goes and shags some people. Apparently, I don't know if that's libelous. Might be. Could be libelous. Snuffbox, that was a sketch show on BBC Three. When BBC Three was good. Remember when it was good and just wasn't a page on the iPlayer? Remember? Then they used to think, "Oh, maybe we should put this on telly." But if it becomes really good, then they put it on telly and go, "Yeah, we knew it was good in the first place. Why don't you put it on telly?" Like, Fleabag was meant to be on BBC Three for the second series, but just went straight on BBC One, didn't it? Moon! He was in Moon. It is a film about a moon. About the moon. Not a moon. No. Or not Keith Moon. Or Alfie Moon from EastEnders. It's about the moon and the man on the moon. Not Andy Kaufman. "I'm pushing an elephant up the stairs." Why? Why are you pushing an elephant up the stairs? It's just weird. What are you going to do to it when you get up the stairs? You're a naughty man. Naughty. Michael Stipe. Isn't it Michael Stipe? I get confused. Adam Buxton's really... He confused me with all the bald men. It's Moby. Moby. He's not Michael Stipe, is he? I can't, I don't know which one's which. Sarah Silverman program. She's been in lots of things. She's also been in A Million Ways to Die in the West, the Seth MacFarlane film. And he has made a program about Keith Harris. And it looks at Keith Harris's life and lots of stuff. And I think people won't understand what that joke is. Explain the joke, Trev, because it'll make it funnier. Because he's got a program out called the Orville the Duck.
"I wish I could fly or drop to the sky, but I can't." "You can't, because you got your hand up my ass."
A fisting joke there. Huge, the Ben Miller film where he had the man from Doctor Who, which is in trouble now. So should we say his name or not? I don't know. He's in it and he looks a bit like me, which is very worrying. I have nothing to do with it, and I think they got loads of comedy people in it. I need to watch it really so I can talk about it. Shooting stars, we really want to see your fingers. We're going to bring down the dove from above. She's football crazy, she's football mad. I can't think of a footballer or Rick Carradine had. He's a little greasy come man. I think that was. And he rubs his legs. But you can't rub your legs up against a lady anymore because you get told off by the Me Toos. Snow White and the Huntsman is the Christina woman from Twilight's. And Chris Hemsworth, Thor. I am the God of Thunder. I ride upon my filly. And they all said, wear a saddle, silly. Because he's Thor, you know. Because he's got chafing underneath his bull sack and gooch under there. The wedding video with Rufus Hound. He is not a dog. It's Kevin with Kevin Eldon. And he was on Look Around You and he sang. See, some recurring jokes will still stay. We're not having a whole kibosh on the old recurring joke theme, because if we didn't have any recurring jokes, we wouldn't have anything to say. IT Crowd, he played Douglas Renham, and he'd come in and go, Father! And he was replacing Chris Morris, who jumped out of a window. In the show, he didn't just decide to end it all. Did you read about that film about terrorists called Three Lions? I don't know if Frank Skinner was going to moan about it. What's that, Sebastian? Four Lions! Oh, there we go. We've had another lion. Asterix and Obelix, Mansion of the Gods. And we all know that in Asterix, they have Getter Twix. We're not sponsored by Twix, I'd like to just point out. SpongeBob SquarePants, sponge out of water. He's a sponge and he wears pants. But he's underwater, so no one can see him. Why is he wearing clothes? Why does he just wear pants? Why doesn't he not have a top off? These questions are not answered in the programme, are they? Why is Donald Duck always wearing a top, but not wearing anything underneath? Why is Mickey Mouse got gloves on like he's some kind of CSI investigator? Why is it Goofy talks, but then Pluto doesn't? All these questions need to be answered. House of Fools? He'd come in and he'd be called, he's called Beef, and he comes in and says, here in my car. Made of to a lovely lady. Her knickers fell down, we had some sex, and then we went to a beef eater. He did it every week. The Morgana Robinson Agency, he was in that. She's going to be on... you can't see she anymore, can you? Her's going to be on Taskmaster because you have to be careful of people's pronouns. People ask me about my pronouns, and my pronoun is simple. If you want to get my attention, say Trevor. That's how you get my attention. Don't say, he did a shit podcast. Say Trevor did a shit podcast. Get the pronouns right. Christopher Robin, where the bear talks. A.A. Milne is he's having a midlife crisis, and then his bear starts talking to him, going, please come back to the 100 Acre Wood. It's basically the plot of League of Gentlemen Apocalypse. I'm surprised that Winnie the Pooh doesn't suggest that they all go on a holiday and run a hotel. Yeah, the rabbit. I thought it was going to go on for a while, and it stopped. Had Taika Waititi in it, and Jermaine Clements was in it as well. They are from New Zealand, where all the new funny people come from. So if you're from England and America, you're like, why are we not funny anymore? What about Ricky Gervais? Well, yeah, sort of, he's moved over, isn't he? But no, if you want to know where the real funny people are, they're all in New Zealand now. All chasing hobbits. Peter Jackson, he knows them all. Everyone in New Zealand knows everyone. They know everyone over there. They all live in hobbit holes. What's that, Sebastian? No, it's not racist. I'm not being racist against the New Zealand people. Yes, I am suggesting they all live in Middle Earth. Yeah, I am. Yeah. But no. I'm not suggesting anything. Vic and Bob's Big Night Out, that is not Vic Reed's Big Night Out, which is different. Amalgamation. I think it's maybe because it's on BBC 4 and they couldn't use the title. It's not the same show. It's not the same show. They don't have someone coming and going, what's on the end of your stick, Vic? And Fallen. Toast of London, where he plays an actor. He's called Stephen Toast. And it's called Toast of London. Oh, I get it now. Oh! Toast of London. Oh, that makes sense. What we do in the shadows? It doesn't say. It doesn't say what they do in the shadows. What do they do? Oh, it's a sitcom about vampires. Oh. Well, why is no question mark after what we do in the shadows? There should be a question mark at the end. He's in it. And he's with all the New Zealand boys in there. Because they're the new stars of comedy. So being nice to people from New Zealand and slagging them off at the same time. Here's another SpongeBob film, Sponge on the Run. It's not like Nuns on the Run. With Robbie Coltrane and Eric Idle pretending to be nuns. And they go into a convent. And there's the lady from Doctor Who and King Ralph in there. And Eric Idle flirts with her. But they're robbers on the run. And then I want to go. I should go back and watch it, shouldn't I? Disenchantment, that is the new Matt Groening thing he does. He did Futurama, that finished, and then he's doing another one. It's a bit like Futurama, but it's a continuous story, which makes it good. And there's loads of English people in it, which makes me want to watch it. Because an English person, we have to be an English person in it. It's like the Americans. Like if they have an English film, they say, where's the American? So you have to get American in. So if I'm watching something American, I want an English person in it. And there are quite a few. Should we ring him up, see if he's there? I've got to wait around all day for him to turn up. Hello, Matt Berry.
Hello, Trevor.
Are you meant to see my podcast today?
Oh, was that today? I was doing a voiceover for Absolute Radio.
Yeah, it was meant to be today. How did you come up with your funny things?
I write them down.
You write them down. That is good advice. What's it like being a vampire?
I like it very much. Father! I'm also in Toast of London. And I also do the advert for Supermarket. The Combo.
Yeah, you do the Combo, don't you? I like that advert.
Yes, it's very lucrative money.
Do you talk like that all the time?
No, I don't. Just when I'm doing things. Oh, yeah?
Do you like working with the New Zealand boys? Because they're the new stars of comedy, aren't they?
Yes, the New Zealand boys are the new stars of comedy. I like working with them. And I like being in the SpongeBob film. I was in that. I can't... Why is he wearing pants for?
I don't know why he's wearing pants. He's a sponge, isn't he?
Nah, it doesn't make any sense, does it?
Your voice seems to be really all over the place.
It is a bit, isn't it? Yeah. I can say some things like this, but then it goes a little bit weird. I can hear you, Clan Fandango.
See you later, Matt Berry.
Bye-bye.
That was Matt Berry on the show. All right, this has been the Trevor Frugal Podcast for Westwood One UK. Please subscribe to the podcast. Please buy my t-shirts from trevorteeth.com. And please follow me on all the social medias at Trevor Feelgood. Thank you very much for listening, and bollocks to a lot of you. Bye-bye.
It's happened for the lads at last. Number one, well done, fellas. Well, that's about it for this week. We'll be back next week for another Top of the Pops. Until then, ta-da!
Have a Twix.